Always good to visit with our friend Max Armstrong. Max, great to see you at the Farm Machinery Show this year.
Alan, it's great to be in the Bluegrass State and to hang out with you a bit.
You've been spending a lot of time at the Case IH booth. A fun time for you.
It really is. And to see the new equipment that they're bringing along, obviously many of us who've come to this show over the years have had a tendency to focus on the iron, and now we see the iron and the technology combined. And it's being reflected in the name of the product, as is the case with the new Magnum tractor, AFS connected Magnum tractor. Maxim is harkening back to another era, and of course a product that ties into my name, so I guess I'm a little partial to it.
You know, it's neat to see where agriculture is going, and you have a chance to visit with a lot of farmers at the Farm Machinery Show. You hear a lot from them about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, you really do, and obviously, you know, these are challenging times. We continue to be in a long, dark tunnel in terms of the agriculture economy, but farmers are forever optimists, as you know. Mm-hmm. But there are those pockets where producers are really hurting. I was in one of those earlier this week in North Carolina, where farmers have been slammed by not just one, but two hurricanes.
Wow.
On top of that, the trade war that's taking place, the depressed agriculture prices in terms of grains, and it's a challenging time, even more so for some of those folks than you find in other parts of the country.
Sure. Busy man, you're on the road a lot, Max, but you have a chance to get out and visit with farmers, Farm Machinery Show, and other places like that. What does it mean to you to get a chance to visit with farmers out there?
Oh, it's the best time of my career, Alan. I'm in the 40-plus years I've been doing this. The last 5 years I've been on more farms than any time in my career, more farms and ranches.
Right.
And what I really enjoy especially, and you can appreciate this, is sharing the cab at harvest time. When you're in that cab, you will hear things from the grower that surprise you, amaze you, sometimes embarrass you. But it's great to have that free flow of information and to have them sharing with you, you know, what they're thinking, what's on their minds at any given time.
It's amazing to see how technologically savvy our farmers are today. The things they can do, the things they're willing to do and try.
Well, and, you know, the technology is becoming easier and easier as the companies are coming out with the products that are very readily adaptable to the iPad. And so you don't just find the 30-year-old farmer embracing them, but in many instances, their dads and even their granddads who will sit in the recliner and look at that digital product and make decisions on their farm for the growing season ahead based on all of that data that has been coming out. That's the challenge, too, is, you know, managing that data, making decisions based on that data, because there is so much of it today, as you know.
Absolutely. You know, part of what we do together, Max, in a lot of different respects, share agriculture message. How important is that for agriculture to share our message today?
Oh, it's huge. You know, the interesting thing about that, Alan, many of us who are farm broadcasters, you know, you and I were involved in this advocacy thing long before many younger farmers realized they had to be doing it. And so I guess I take a little bit of pride in that, the fact that we've been telling Ag's story to people who don't live on the farm. And even in many of our rural communities, that's an important message for folks who aren't necessarily involved on a day-to-day basis in farming, to understand why we make the decisions that we make and the things that we do and the contributions to society, not just the production of the crop, but caring for the land, too. That's one of our untold stories that we need to tell better, I think, is how for not just 5 years or 10 years, but over decades, farmers have been caring for the land, managing the erosion, taking care of it out there in a partnership, of course, with the federal government, county government in some instances. This soil and water conservation story is a very good one.
How important is it for farmers to get out and be involved in that process?
Oh, it's huge, because, you know, public policy is determined by public opinion, and whether or not that opinion is erroneous, you know, I mean, it can drive some policy that is not at all good for the farmer or for those of us who depend upon the farmer, and all of us do, obviously. We all do, and so good policy as it affects agriculture is in the best interest of every U.S. citizen.
And, you know, I think it's interesting to watch the public this day and time, because now people want to know where their food's raised. They want to know about the farmer who raised that product. That's something we didn't see 20 years ago.
No, you're exactly right. That's a two-edged sword. You know, the good news is that consumers want to know more about their food.
Right.
The bad news is they want to know more about their food, and they are very prone to erroneous information, to misinformation being circulated around there. And sometimes it's a group or an individual with a cause. You know, maybe that individual is pushing a book that they want to sell.
Right.
Maybe that organization is one that has an agenda of its own, totally counter to agriculture.
Right. Yeah, and something I know a little closer to home, Wayne Hunt and the folks at H&R AgriPower just recently got a dealership close to your home, right?
Yeah, the old J&L dealership up there in southern Indiana. And I was delighted to hear that because I know those farmers are going to be served very well in those communities in southwestern Indiana. And it's a good bunch. I was just thrilled to death to hear that news not many days ago.
Absolutely. Max, always great to see you. Enjoy the farm machinery show. I know it's always a special time for you, and I always appreciate a great partnership.
Alan, you made my day. It's a privilege to be on the air with you. I mean that sincerely.